13 and 14. Hebrews 1, 13 and 14. And to which of the angels has he ever said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet? Are they not ministering spirits sent out to serve for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? This morning, we want to show you that you have an advantage over every unbeliever. I think this is the ninth or this is the eighth advantage we are talking about. Is there anybody that can remember? Number one, advantage of the choir people are not looking at my face now. Advantage is a series we started in July. Number one, advantage of power, Holy Spirit. Number two, advantage. I never spoke about resources as advantage. Bring out your note. It's an open book test. First one, advantage of the Holy Spirit. Number two, joint heirs. Number three, advantage of his presence. Number four, grace. Number five, wisdom. Number six, anointing. Number seven, mercy. And today, number today, angelical. And if you have forgotten the advantage in 2 months, how will you take advantage of it? These are things that have to be in your head, in your heart, in your spirit, in your soul. There is nobody on earth, no religion on earth that gives these 8 advantages. And those advantages come with many subs that we have explained to you. And today, according to the scripture, verse 14, talking about angels, are angels not ministering spirits sent out to serve? I love that word, serve. Ministers. To minister means to serve. And angels are ministering spirits sent out to serve you and I as long as we are born again. So when we are born again, we have some ministers at our beck and call that serves us. And you know, if you work, I don't know if you have worked with an oga before, where the oga wants to do everything. He doesn't delegate, he doesn't give you anything. What do? You sit down and you are looking at him. Maybe you want to do the work and kill yourself. Do it and kill yourself. The angels are there to help you. But because you are not activating them to help you, you want to struggle. You want to do the wahala. Okay. The day when you get tired, you go remember. I'm here to remind you that God has made special ministers available for your help. And their names are angels. So angels have been created to help you, to serve you, as long as you are born again. If you are not born again, I'm not talking to you. When angels appear to people that are not born again, it's for judgment. It's to warn them and say, you are talking about Abiodunia. If I hear his name in your mouth again, that is what they do for unbelievers. But for we that are heirs of salvation, they are meant to help us. Do you know that if you want to see the prominence, if you want to see the importance of angels in our life, you will see it in the prominence of their ministry in the life of Jesus. If Jesus needed angelic help, the one who by his word created heaven and earth, if he needed angelic help, how much more you, corrupted, living in sin, weak, down, and sometimes out, you need angelic help like nothing before. All through the Bible, 34 books of the Bible spoke about angelic ministration. Over 270 times in the Bible, angels were mentioned doing various things for the children of God. They are called ministers. They are called fire. They are called wind. They are called hosts. They are called mighty ones. They are called holy men. They are called sons of God all over the Bible. And they minister everywhere. If Jesus needed angelic help and angelic ministration, if you don't take advantage of angelic help around you, you will be struggling. In fact, the secret of some people's losses is the fact that they are not engaging angelic help. And today, we are here to tell you what angels can do for you. In the first and second service, I took like three or four, I can't remember. But I want to continue in this second service. But know that angels help Jesus, and they are here to help you. Do you know that in the life of Jesus, before Jesus was born, angels came to declare his birth? Do you remember that when Jesus was tempted by the devil, angels came and ministered to him after he was tempted? Did you remember that Jesus himself prophesied and spoke about the fact that he can call upon the angels of heaven, he can talk to his father, and his father will send angels to help him? When they wanted to crucify him, and he was saying, you know what? He told them, oh, you have gathered against me now. Don't you know I can ask my father to send angels? But I will not do that, because I'm here to fulfill prophecy. Do you know that throughout the life of Jesus or not, angels ministered to him? When he was weak, they came, they strengthened him. And sometimes we are weak, we don't know what to do. We need the strength of the angels. Some people look at you sometimes and say, where do you get the strength from? They don't know the secret. It's that they are angels strengthening me all the time. Angelic strength. Angelic strength. There are some things that I do. If you want to do it 1 week, you will collapse. But the secret is there's somebody at my right hand, by my left side, backing me up, watching over me. I say, receive strength. Rise up, go again. Angels are real, available to strengthen you and make strength available. Do you remember that angels were available at the resurrection of Jesus? In fact, the stone, nobody could roll away. Who came and rolled away? The angels came. So what is the stone of offense that is against your life that angels cannot roll away? There's no difficult impossibility. The difficult, the problem, and the more you pray to God, the more he sends his angels to come and help you. Let's talk about dimensions of angelic help that gives us advantage this morning. Listen, number one, for this service, the angels roll away every obstruction and barriers on our path to fulfilling destiny. God called you. God told you this is your assignment. Your assignment is to be the best fashion designer in town. And by people coming to your shop, you'll be ministering Christ to them and bringing them to the kingdom of God. It's not everybody that is called to be a pastor, but everybody have a call upon their life. And all our call aggregates towards the kingdom of God. Your shop is to bring people to the kingdom. Your business, to bring people to the kingdom. Your advert of your business on WhatsApp, he sent customers to you so that he can bring them to the kingdom. Everything about God is a kingdom. And thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That is will, his will for all of us. Whether I'm a mechanic, I'm an engineer, I'm an accountant, his kingdom come. So when we are fulfilling that purpose, whether I'm a public servant, a civil servant, his purpose for us, elevating us in that office, giving us promotion, is for his kingdom come. Even the persecution against you is because either you are doing his kingdom come or you are not doing it. Everything rises and falls by that prayer, thy kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus wants to colonize the world, and you are his instrument of colonization. He wants to have an outpost of heaven on earth, and you are the soldiers that will bring it to pass. And he knows by your power you can't do it alone. So he sent angels to help you in the assignment. And therefore, the first one of the things they do is that every obstruction, every barrier on your way to achieving that divine assignment, he brings angels to remove obstruction out of your way. Matthew 28, verse 1 and 2. Matthew 28. Now, after the Sabbath, towards the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Let's check the record in Mark. Mark 16. Mark 16, 3 to 5. Mark 16, 3 to 5.
And they were saying to one another,
who will roll away the stone from the entrance of the tomb? I don't know. Anyone having a challenge, say, oh, who will take away this problem? Ah, this difficulty, who will take it away? Ah, how can I manifest? How can this thing come to pass? My guy is difficult. That one, ah, you don't know my hometown. You don't know the father I have. You don't know where I came from. Who will help me? The angel. And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away. Because according to Matthew 28 verse 2, the angels came and they rolled away the stone. Listen to me. That thing you think is big, that is mountainous, and you don't know who can help you, the angels of God are there by your side to help you roll them away. Kosagbara to dabiti Jesus. Kosagbara to dabiti Baba. Kosagbara to dabiti Jesus. Therefore we come in the name of Jesus and we say, any barrier, any obstruction on your way, let the angels of God arise and roll them away. Let them roll them away. Let them roll them away. Let them roll them away. Lift your right hand, stay with me. Say, my father, send your angels. Let them roll away every obstruction, every barrier in my life, every barrier on my path of destiny. Oh Lord, send your angels. Let them roll them away. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. So a whole Jesus was buried. He had all the power to speak the word, even in death, for the grave to be opened. But as an example for us, many things that Jesus did, he could have done it otherwise. But he did it in a way as an example for us. It's an example for us that when there is an obstruction of any kind, we can ask the Father and he can send his angels and they can roll away every stone. Every stone of reproach. Every stone of sickness. Every stone of shame. Every stone of pain. Every stone of suffering. Let the angels of God arise and let them roll it away for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand. Can we pray for you? You know the obstructions in your life. Say, oh Lord, every obstruction, every barrier against my progress, against the progress of my children, wherever they are. Oh Lord, arise. Roll it away. Roll it away. Every stone against my financial rising, let them be rolled away. Let them be rolled away. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Every stone blocking your customers from accessing you. Every stone blocking favor from accessing you. Every stone blocking help from accessing you. Let the angels of God roll them away. Let the angels of God roll them away. Let the angels of God roll them away. In the name of Jesus. You have prayed, you have fasted, you have done everything, but the challenge is still staring in the face. I have good news for you. There is mercy. The mercy of God is activating angels, and the angels are taking away everything making you to weep and everything weaker. Lift your hands up. Let's just worship. We give you all the glory. We worship you.
You are God. You are worthy to be praised.
Let there be release of angels. Let there be release
we
of angels from
you.
Do you need angelic help? Just talk to him.
His angels are here already. Just talk. Tell the Lord where you need them. Tell him. We worship. Just talk to him. Just talk to him.
You are worthy to be praised.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. So angels come and they roll away this stone. You know, sometimes you are depressed. Sometimes you get tired. He said, we don't have a high priest that have not been tempted with weaknesses like us. Everything you are going through, Jesus went through it. That's why he can answer prayers, because he has gone through the pain. Listen, angels come and they strengthen us. Especially, particularly if you are in Nigeria, you need to be strengthened by angels. You will come to Sunday, you will be charged. You want to go on Sunday, you come to church, charge. By 12 noon, the news where you hear like this, if you are not careful, you will even forget all what you said on Sunday. You will forget your confession and start speaking against your own confession. By then, you know. In times when you are weak, in despair, depressed, when you are hearing different voices speaking against you, there is angelic help for you. Listen to me. I don't know who the person is in church. When you were little in school, your teacher spoke negative things against you. For some of us, it's a parent that spoke negative things against us. And those things keep ringing. You cannot make it. You good for nothing. Can't you see other people? You will die. And then that thing will happen to you. Different things. You are a dunce. That simple mass, you cannot solve it. That simple English. Yeah, boy like you. You can never amount. We have said anything. But we have good news for you. Whatever word is in your subconscious mind that is affecting you negatively, the blood of Jesus takes it away. In the name of Jesus. I just need you to know that in your weaknesses, angels of God are available to strengthen you. Luke 22:43. Luke 22:43. Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, sweating blood. Oh, my Father, let this cup pass me over, but not according to my will, but let your will be done. And there appeared. Can we read together? Let's go. One, two, go. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening. Ah, Lord, let me not disappoint you. Let me not deny you. When I'm weak and about to fail you, let your angels arise and strengthen me. When I'm about to leave the path of righteousness, when I'm about to disobey you, when I'm about to go against your commandment, when I'm about to cut corners, when I'm about to choose money above you, arise. Can we talk to you? Arise. 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 Arise and strengthen me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I've told you, I don't know if it's here where I said it, sometime 1999 or 2000, I saw one of my friends, a lady, and they told me he was planning to go abroad, to U.S. especially. I said, why are you in Nigeria? Why do you want to go abroad? He said, it's because I want to make heaven. You cannot make heaven in Nigeria. The way things they go here, I'm not sure I can make heaven. You are here. You are not here. To get what legitimately belongs to you, you have to give somebody a tip. We don't call it bribe again. You have to. To even get to church today, some of us have done some things. You need the strength of God. If not mercy or grace, I'm not sure. It's beautiful for us to make heaven in Nigeria. But the joy of the Lord is available. His grace, His mercy, His peace are available to strengthen us. I pray for everyone here. In your time of weakness,
May you not deny God. May His strength be available for you. May the angels of God strengthen you. No matter what you go through. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Daniel chapter 10 verse 18. Let's see what the angels did to Daniel. And again, one having the appearance of a man touched me and strengthened me. See, there are some Bible characters that we talk about, that when we talk about them, it looks as if they don't have any weakness. But if you read the Bible well, you discover was somebody helping them. Daniel served others 5 kings. He never failed. But there was some time when he was weak. And somebody having an appearance of a man, an angel that came in form of a man, came and helped me. I pray for everybody here. May you receive angelic help. Where men are failing in this country, may the angels of God be strengthening you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You need to know also, clear, that the angels of God protect us. Psalm 34, verse 7. Psalm 34, verse 7. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him and delivers them. There's a place we read today that we saw that there was an earthquake. I can't remember that place. Matthew 28. There was an earthquake and they opened the tomb. Paul and Silas, they worship and praise the Lord. And what? There was an earthquake and what happened? Most of the time, when there's an earthquake in the Bible, it is an angelic ministration that brings about an earthquake. So Paul and Silas praise the Lord. Angels came. It was an earthquake. Those angels encamped around us. And they deliver us. So I have all boldness when I want to go out. Oh Lord, send your angels ahead of me. Let the angels go ahead and clear all the road. Let them destroy anything that will harm me. And after that, I come. I am naturally very aggressive and always in a hurry. Sometimes I'm moving and I just say, Biodu, where are you going to? Why are you? I want to see Donald. But now I don't calm down. I just like, where are you going to? There are sometimes in the aggression and in the speed, everything slows us down. If you have prayed and asked for angelic intervention, know that angels are slowing you down because there is harm on the way. The harm will pass before you now pass. Hello, do you understand what I'm saying? A young lady in America was going in the dark at night, close late from work. And while going, saw a guy that looked suspicious. I said, oh Lord, let your angels protect me. And as he was passing, he discovered that the guy was moving backward and looking at her. And she passed. Later, she got home. When she got home, she was watching the news and discovered that at the spot where she was walking in the dark and was afraid, a lady had been raped there. So the third day, she went to the police station. Some people had been arrested for a mock shot had been taken. So he told the police that he passed that place some moment before then and he can recognize a guy he saw there that can be the offender. So they lined the people up and you know in secret you'll be hiding and she pointed out at the guy. And they picked the guy and the investigation continued on the guy. So he told the policeman what happened. So the policeman now asked the guy that there was a lady that passed that you move backward before the incident. He said yes. He said, why do you move backward? He said, you need to know the two guys that will be the ladies. The two guys put fear into me. There was no two guys walking around lady. All around you, there are 5 guys, 2 guys watching around you. You can't see, some people can't see. But when they want to harm you, the Lord opened their eyes to see that this one if you touch her. You are not alone. Hello. You are not alone. You are not alone. Psalm 91. Let's take verse 96. Psalm 91, verse 96. We'll read it together as a church. If you see the laws, let's go. Let's go together. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you. In how many ways? In how many ways? That you don't see it does not matter. I know what is surrounding me. Walk in the consciousness that the Lord is with you and his angels are always surrounding you. Let me jump and take one more. You need to know that angels of God provide for you in the times of need. Genesis 21, 17 to 20. 21, 17. Ishmael and Hagar have run from home or have been sent back in. And the Lord heard the voice of a boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, "What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not. For God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy. Hold him fast with your hand. For I will make him into a great nation." Then the Lord opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. The angels of God are always available in our times of need to make help available, to make provisions available. The manna in the wilderness was angelic food made available by angels for Israel for 40 years. When the angels are by your side with their help, you won't beg, you won't borrow. Your knees will be met per time. Your hands will not touch. That one that Yoruba talk. Your hand will not touch the bottom of your pocket. That means say they could fit something there per time. Angels will make sure that happens to you. While we were raising money for this church, the day we did the first pledges, we're in the old church. One of our people in church came to me and told me a story about a pastor he knew in Ekiti State or Ondo State that wanted to start a church building project, and God told him, "This project will not stop. I will supply your needs. Keep going to the bank and be withdrawing. There will always be money available in the account. Don't ever ask for the account balance." He said, according to the man of God, he will just go to the foundation. They will bring the bill. He will pay the bill. He will write the check. He will go to the bank. He will drop it. They will pay him. They paid him until he finished the project. How the money got in, how the money came about, the man of God did not know. But the word of God to him, "You will go to the bank. You will give the check. The money we paid." The angels of God must have taught the heart of various people in the world, giving them the account number, and they were paying to that account. He was always going, and he was withdrawing from it. You know, I told you when we were about to start building this church, the Lord told me, "You will not see rain, you will not see water, but the dish will be filled with water." And it happened. God always sends angelic help when we need provision.
Your problem is you thought it's your uncle that will do it. You thought it's your pastor. You thought it's your friend. You thought it's by loan. And you have not looked up to the only one that can make the provision available for you. Listen to me. Angels of God are available to make provision available for us whenever we need it. And I have no doubt in my mind that by the grace in the house and the help in the house today, all the days of your life, you will enjoy angelic help. You will not be stranded. Lift up your two hands to Him. I will no longer be stranded. I will enjoy angelic help all the days of my life. I will enjoy angelic help all the days of my life. I will enjoy angelic help.
The problem is that you have somebody in mind. The problem is that you are thinking it's somebody. The problem is that you are thinking it's your father. The problem is that you are thinking it's your uncle. The problem is that you are thinking your job is your source. The problem is that you are thinking it's the salary. It is not. It is God. They are channels. But the Lord will help you. Lift your two hands to Him and say, I receive your help. Commit your ways to Him. Receive help. Commit your ways to Him and receive help. Receive help. Receive help. Receive angelic help. Receive angelic. Receive angelic help. Talk to Him. Receive help. Open my eyes. 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 I receive angelic help. I receive angelic help in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. No matter the kind of work you are doing, no matter the kind of business you are doing, it is angelic help for you. Angelic help is not only for ministry. It is not only for pastors. Angelic help is for every child of God. Angelic help is for every child of God. Therefore, I pray for everybody here. From today onwards, let the Lord be His angels charge over you. Let them go ahead of you. Let them help you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to Him and thank Him. Bless His name. Thank Him. Thank Him. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Two things quickly before I sit down. Two common mistakes that people make in angelic ministry that have put many people into trouble. And you should not enter that trouble. Number one, angels are not meant to be worshipped. All through the book of Revelation, when John is about to prostrate, the angel will carry him up and say, don't try it. We are fellow servants. So don't go anytime and say, Angel Uriel, I thank you. I praise your name. Angel Michael. Which other angel do they mention? Raphael. There are only three angels mentioned in the Bible. Three. Michael, Gabriel, and Lucifer that fell and became Satan. Uriel and Raphael are in the book of Enoch, which is not in our Bible. Don't go looking for the name of angels. In fact, angels appear to people and they tell them their names. Most of the time, the names people tell people that that's my name is a name of the function and what they have come to do in your life. Don't go looking for names to worship. Angels are fellow servants with you. Do we understand that? That's number one. Number two, there is nowhere in the Bible where anybody prayed to angel. Hey, Angel Michael, I am in trouble. Please come and happen. It has never happened before in the Bible. Nobody prays to an angel in the Bible. What people do in the Bible is to pray to God, and God sends His angel.
Jesus told them in the book of Luke, am I not able to ask my Father to send his angels to deliver me? Jesus had all the power. He could call the angels. The angels are under him. But he was setting an example for human beings that we should ask the Father to send us angels. Do we understand? If I have workers working for me, and you need the help of my workers, I'm not sure you will go directly to my workers and say, come and work for me. What will you do? You will come and talk to me. And I will not say, you, and you, go and help that man. It's an insult to ask my helpers, my messengers for help when I'm there. It's an insult for you to pray to my messengers when I'm there. It's an insult to me for you to worship my messengers when I am there. Don't give the glory of God to any angel. Talk to God. He will send his angels to help you. Do we understand that? Because if you are not careful, angels are powerful, majestic. When they appear to you, almost everybody, they want to worship. But they are quick to say, worship God. Are we saying, church? How do we activate angelic help? Worship. Oh, worship. Whenever you worship and there is joy, angels appear. Can I shock you? Angels don't appear in bitterness. When people are moody, bitter, down, frowning every time, the angels don't appear. It's an atmosphere not conducive for them. In the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. And the angels come. Where there is joy, where there is worship, the angels come. You cultivate angelica by obedience. Let's look at Psalm 34 verse 7. And I'll close with that. Psalm 34 verse 7. My time fast went. The angel of God encamp around those who go to church. Around those who... Read. It's on the screen now. Can we reach that? Let's go. One, two, go. The angel of the Lord encamp around those and delivers them. When you fear God, you don't need to pray for angelic help. Angelic help will be pursuing you. Fear of God attracts angelic help. Worship attracts angelic help. Joy attracts angelic help. The word of God attracts angelic help. Faith attracts angelic help. Obedience to God attracts angelic help. And above all, angelic help, according to Hebrews 1:14, is only available to those who are born again. Bow down heads, let us pray. You can pray for God to send angels. If you are not a believer, it cannot be answered. They are ministry angels sent to help those who give their life to Christ, not to anybody. You are in church this morning. You want to give your life to him so that you can access without hindrance angelic help. Wherever you are, boldly lift your right hand up so that we can pray together. Madibo shita rigalaba mandalibo uriada laba. Aribo kulibe shita laba. Lord, we ask for your help. Can we lift our two hands to him? Just 30 seconds and say, Lord, I ask for your help. Just talk to him. I ask for help. Send your angels to help. Send your angels to help me. Send your angels to help me. As I go into this week, is there anybody that has left his place of business and you are not there now? Let the angels of God watch over your business. Is there anybody far away from their children? Let the angels of God watch over your children. Is there anybody that has been stranded anywhere? Let the angels of God meet you at the point of your needs.
Is there anybody whose business is not moving? At a time like this, let the angel of God, let your business move. Has anybody been suffered delay anywhere where you are stuck? Let the angel of God move away from there. Anybody stagnant, let there be motion by angelic help. We thank you, we glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Can we just tell him thank you? We thank you. We magnify you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Grace to you. May the angels of the Lord encamp around you. Deliver you from every mistake, every error. Deliver you from every calamity, every tragedy. Deliver you from every arrow of the enemy. Deliver you from every envious enemy, envious friend. Deliver you from the tongue of men. Deliver you from every charm, every enchantment, every incantation. Deliver you from every trap, every snare. In the name of Jesus, let them go ahead of you and make every crooked place straight. Let them arise and help you. Let them arise and strengthen you. Let them arise and fight your battles. Let them arise and always be yours by your side. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. See you at the Health Fellowship and on Wednesday by 6 p.m. God bless you.